Justin Planus, thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, God is doing great things around the world, even though the world's in chaos and it's going nuts. But that's all right. Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Now, when I just quoted that scripture, what makes anybody think that greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world? Well, first thing first, most people do not realize what God has given mankind. Gave him his character, if you'll walk in it. Made in his image, if you'll look like him. Not just being, quote, a Christian, but being a disciple. That's a much higher level. But there's a statement in the Bible that I just love, and it's called friends. It's great to be a friend of God. Oh, you can't be a friend of God. Well, the church for over 2,000 years have preached that you will fear God. And fear means actually respect of him. But most people interpret it as scared of him. Well, how can you be scared of a friend? A friend, the Bible says, sticketh closer than a brother, than a family member, than, all your family, parents, everything. Friend is amazing. Here's a scripture that will bless you. Greater love, hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends. That's a great statement. This comes from Jesus. If you do whatsoever I command you, not suggest, but command. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. Now, do you understand my relationship with God? I come boldly to the throne. Why? Because I'm his friend. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Not believed, but known. And that's what I mean. See, when you understand a friend, you're very comfortable around a friend. No, a lot of times, I'm way more comfortable around friends than you are family. That's amazing because God called you a friend. Look what it said. That's in St. John 15, 13 through 15. Look what James chapter 2, verse 23 says. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Do people call you a friend of God? Pretty big statement, huh? Is your relationship so big that people say, I'll tell you one thing about that man, or one thing about that woman. Boy, they got it. Son, they just seem to walk into the throne of God like nothing. You know why? You've been made the righteousness of God. Right standing. That's big, ladies and gentlemen. So you notice this, when friends come over to come out of town, you never send them to a hotel. They stay overnight at your house. Why? Because you want to fellowship and talk and all that kind of stuff. Nothing wrong with sending them a nice hotel. You can do that. But I mean, I find when you're really close to someone, you want to be with someone. You want a great marriage? Yeah. It's not sex. Because if sex was so great, how come people getting divorces? It's when you make a marriage a friendship. Ah. When I pray to the Lord, I start off, hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. That's friends talking. You see, that's what I mean. See, God is your Father, and not only is your Father, He's your friend. And friends should stick up for each other. A true friend does that. Let me read St. John 15, 13 through 15 again. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. I love saying that. He called me a friend. When the devil said, you ain't nothing, man. You're not this and that. Well, how come I'm his friend and you're not? How come you got kicked out and I got put in? Lord of God, I like that. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And that's Jesus. Now, that's a good friend. In other words, you're never out of pocket because you're friends. I want you to meditate on that, concentrate on that. And you know what? You'll never, ever again fear going to the throne of God. I told my daughter years ago, I said, Jody, if you ever mess up and you sin, don't run away from me. Run toward me. Tell that to your children. You mess up, don't run from me. Don't run away from me. Run toward me. You know why? And no matter what you do, I'll always be your Father. That's our Father in heaven. You know why? Because He made us friends. Isn't that good? I hope you enjoyed that. You faith that fact. It will change your life, not only today, but for eternity. Until next week, I love you. Bye-bye.